That is a song I'm going to play the whole version of later once I explain to you what it is. It is my distinct pleasure to have on two of the grandest talents in the city of Chicago and, frankly, nationwide. Tom Michael and Becky Menzie have been collaborating on various musical adventures for, I cannot believe this, you two, 20th anniversary. Is that actually possible?
Well, we've been singing together for 30 years.
No, I don't believe any of this. You both seem, first of all, you're
20 years as a team.
You're so ageless, the two of you.
I love you.
You really, really are. Your next musical adventure begins in April, Saturday nights in April at Davenport's. Where else? Davenport'sPianoBar.com. It is called Reimagine the Beatles. Let's go back, though. Where did you two first meet?
We met at a piano bar called Boombala on Lincoln Avenue.
Remember it well.
Yeah, about 30 years ago. Becky was the piano player there, and I was brand new to the city. We both were brand new to the city. I knew two songs. I went in, and I sang my two songs with Becky at an open mic. And we didn't become an official duo until 20 years ago.
I've got to ask you, what were those two songs?
I'm sure it was something that Barbara Streisand.
No, they were actually, it was all of me and God Bless the Child.
Oh, nice. Good. What was it that, you know, so you would see each other around the club scene, and you were both eminently nice people and obviously became friendly, but when does it take the leap to collaborating on a show as you started to do 20 years ago? What was the initial? It's got to be more than, or maybe it's not. You guys, you know me pretty well. It's got to. Maybe it's like, hey, we should do a show together.
We were performing together at Town Hall in New York,
mm-hmm.
and we were closing night of the Mabel Mercer Cabaret Convention in Town Hall, and. We were the last act up, and we did really well.
You put mega stars on that, and you would find out that day. You would walk up, and you would say, you would see the order, and you would be like third in Act One.
Uh-huh.
And the stars were there, and all of a sudden we walked up, and we saw that we were closing this special night.
Wow.
And we went, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And we ran to Carnegie Hall for a rehearsal room.
But it was that night, after that performance, we got such a good reception as a duo that we went back to the hotel room that night and listened. We thought, okay, we'll give it a year and see what happens. And here we are 20 years later.
Well, have you two been able to, Tom Michael and Becky Menzie, to produce a show every year for those 20 years?
A different show.
Yeah, every single year. Wow, what was the first one?
Romantic Notions.
Featuring the music of
all love songs. It was not our best show, but
well, you have to grow into it. What do you mean?
We did. Well, you know, people at that point came in a codependent way because they knew us.
Sure, sure.
And it was as we started to really think of ourselves as a business, and we got more even national notice. We realized that nobody will come to see, nobody in Boca Raton will come to see Becky and Tom, but if we're singing the songs of the Beatles, they will come to see Becky and Tom, who performed at Carnegie Hall or Lincoln Center, because they relate to the Beatles.
Yeah, but also, I mean, you have both flowered in the era of when I think cabaret and the whole notion of cabaret has changed a little, and one needed to produce shows. I know exactly what you mean. In order to take a show somewhere else, it cannot just be Tom Michael and Becky Menzie have a lot of friends in Chicago, so here, see them in Los Angeles. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, to theatrical. To make it a more kind of theatrical.
Well, so it needs a hook. It needs,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where they don't know. It's like we were out in Palm Springs earlier in January, and we did a show called That 60s Show.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know us, but they knew the music of the 60s.
Sure.
They came, you know, obviously for that, and we did really well. So we have all these different theme shows, whether it's Irving Berlin and George Gershwin, Broadway.
We're doing
movies.
Piano Man, which is Billy Joel.
Ray Manilow
and Michael Feinstein at Metropolis in a month. And
mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. We've had some we loved. We loved the Jimmy Webb James Taylor, Jimmy Van Heusen show. And we even were on WGN TV, and the newscaster said, I didn't even know who Jimmy Van Heusen was.
Well, there's a lot they don't know on TV, but but and you do, you both seem to, too, and we'll get into after the news at the bottom of the hour, get into you. You don't take the easy way, and I love the notion of you are dealing here in your new show, which is Reimagine the Beatles, with a generation. Everybody knows the Beatles. Everybody, you know, that is one of the sort of the real soundtrack of our life, and I am so curious to know what you mean by the whole reimagine the thing. Let me ask you before we take a break, why the Beatles? I mean, you've obviously the Lennon and McCartney are rather talented wordsmiths, but why now?
Well, I wanted to do a Beatles show with Tom for 6 years.
And he said no?
He was afraid. When he was a kid, he thought...
Well, yeah, I never liked the Beatles. When I was growing up, I thought that if you listened to the Beatles, it automatically meant you were, like, addicted to LSD or something. I don't know.
I love that.
As an adult, I've really learned to appreciate them as
songwriters.
Yeah.
Songwriters. They were brilliant songwriters.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
LSD.
I was into Broadway and that kind of stuff as a kid. But, you know, boy, I think this is going to be some of our finest work. Becky's arrangements for this show are really terrific, I think. And really reimagining these songs. So.
Well, it sounds incredibly exciting. Such songs as, you know, I'm telling you, Eleanor Rigby, Come Together, Fool on the Hill. It is a nice, nice catalog you get to pull from. It's going to take place every Saturday during April at 8 o'clock at Davenport's. It's Davenport's, the great club at 1383 North Milwaukee Avenue, davenportspianobar.com. is the website. We got to take a commercial break, then we have to get some news, then I promise you we will talk more with Tom, Michael, and Becky Menzi. Sometimes they come in here. We've had a ball sometimes when you guys have come in, but it's late and they have to get ready for their April shows. So please,
and we've
please.
We've been drinking today.
Who hasn't?
Not me.
Who hasn't? Who hasn't? say hello to your mates for me, too.
Okay.
And we'll be back after a short commercial break, and then I'll get some news, and then you will also hear these two grand talents sing. Welcome back to me, Rick Kogan, my friends Tom, Michael, and Becky Menzi on the telephone from separate locations to talk about their 20th anniversary as a duo and their new 2019 show, Reimagine the Beatles. Now, you two, I'll give all the websites, and it's Saturday nights at the amazing Davenport Cabaret. But in reimagining the Beatles, is there any notion of, I don't know, suppose they'd come, but offending any Beatles purists out there? Do you know what I mean?
Well, sure. There's always a possibility, but that's why it's exactly why we chose the title.
Right. Right.
Because we're not a cover band. We're not a cover band for anything.
No, you aren't.
We like to originate ideas, to have a fresh, unique take on beloved songs. That's kind of our artistic MO.
Mm-hmm.
So Lady Madonna starts off with a Bach intervention, a two-part piano intervention, and then goes into this gospel groove. And we have a really lovely take on Blackbird, that comes after a little interesting piano break in Strawberry Fields. And everything is thought through to not only help you hear the lyric in a different way, but also to showcase what we do with that artist. Because they can listen to a million cover bands or listen to great recordings.
Yeah.
They can't do what they did. But we can bring our artistry to their songwriting and their
music. Well, and also your interpretive skills and your both of you immense talents. When you work through a song, and not to get too deep in the weeds here, but when you two decide, okay, I don't know how it works, but you say, Tom, I think we should do Fool on the Hill. what happens from that moment on?
We'll spend months on
I'll bet.
Arrangement. We started working on the show last summer.
Wow. Wow.
We always do. We plan. We spend the whole year, and we usually rehearse 2 to 3 times a week because it's not. We're not just doing the rehearsing on the Beatles show. We may have four different. We may be doing Richard Rodgers in Wisconsin, and 60 show in Palm Springs, and Irving Berlin and George Gershwin in Florida within 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, I will bet. Just knowing, and admiring the two of you so much. And also being a huge Beatles fan and also seeing the potential for this kind of show, I would hazard to say this might become your most popular offering.
My husband swears, of course, he plays percussion in this show.
Yeah.
But Fool on the Hill is his favorite number in this show. But it's also the most, that involves the most creative percussion.
So it's a show. So in essence, it's a showcase for him. You two, I would love to. You were kind enough to send me a couple songs that will be performed in the show. One is, I guess, they're going to be 25, something like close to 30 songs in the show.
Well, we match songs together. There's a hint of Eleanor Rigby hits up, goes back to Get Back, about lonely people, Get Back.
Ooh.
Where you're afraid of a little bit of lonely people, because the Beatles were at the height of their career during Beatlemania, had, you know, no hotel wanted them.
Sure.
And they had, were writing a lot of songs about loneliness because they only had each other.
Yeah.
And
now,
so,
do you also, as I know, you also offer, you know, sort of a kind of narrative structure as you are introducing and talking about songs, and Tom can of course talk about the fact that he thought the Beatles took acid too much or whatever his reluctance was to do that. But that's another
about the Beatles.
And pardon me?
We definitely tell stories about the Beatles. Some lesser known facts about them and stuff that are, you know, kind of interesting.
And we also will tell you stories about us because that's just who
that's
we are.
Who you
we
are.
Want you to know us.
That is, of course. Well, there's there's an incredible intimacy to the best of cabaret, and you two are the best of cabaret. Let's hear, if we could, Adam Phillips, a great engineer, the Eleanor Rigby Get Back selection that Tom Michael and Becky Menzies sent. This is what you will hear beginning the first Saturday in April and running the next 3 Saturdays in April at 8 o'clock at Davenport's. They're Reimagine the Beatles.
for this moment to be free.
In a word, and I'd heard that earlier today too. I just say, wow, Adam Phillips, who knows music as well as anybody, is saying wow too. Tom Michael and Becky Menzie, that is just spectacular, and just the, you know, even I can sense the artistic depth that goes into something like that. Congratulations on that, young people, friends of mine. Wow.
I love that you call us young.
I do. Well, I call everybody young. I don't care, 20th anniversary, who cares? I don't care how many years you've been together. I'm calling you young because you bring... I love that song, and I love the Beatles version of it, but that is just spectacular. Just spectacular. I'm going to play another song two before we are done for today. I'm going to take a little commercial break, then I'm going to hold you guys on for like just about 5 minutes because I want to talk a little bit more about your respective careers. And Becky, there's an anniversary coming up too for Monday Night at Pettorino's, isn't there?
500 Monday Night Lives. Denise McGowan, Tracy, and I, 500 nights.
Wow, because I remember when Denise first, I remember when...
I love her. She's the funniest person in the world.
Well, and that show is Tommy. I know you've been there a number of nights,
yeah,
too.
Oh,
that,
yeah, God.
It just, it's like the greatest free show in town. I mean, you sit there and have a drink or dinner or something, but my God, the talent that gets up there is just amazing. So congratulations on that, too, Becky Menzie. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Welcome back. I have a few more minutes, and you will hear some talk and song from Becky Menzie and Tom Michael, who have known each other for 30 years since Tom walked into Boombola knowing two songs, and his repertoire has grown considerably since. And they have been, and they're celebrating their 20th anniversary as a duo with this very exciting show that begins Saturday. April 6th and runs on April 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th. Those are Saturdays in April. Reimagine the Beatles, which will take place at Davenport's. Go to davenportspianobar.com, or you can go to Becky Menzie, BECKIEMENZIE.com, or tommichael.net to get information about the. You two have really had remarkable careers. Did the Beatles present, you have dealt with in your careers, the greatest songwriters in the history of songwriting, did the Beatles pose any particular challenge?
For me, it was trying to narrow it down to which songs to sing because there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
We're going to do this in August up at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan, and we're turning it into a two-act show. Here at Davenport's, it's a one-act show, so we're going to be adding some more material to it, which will be fun, you know, because there's just so many songs. They're just it's hard to choose.
Becky,
I had different challenges, Rick. I had some of those early Beatles tunes are short,
yeah,
and they don't tell stories, and they are radio play.
Yeah, two minutes and 20 seconds. Yeah, that kind of thing.
We have a lot of lyrics that allowed us to do what we do, which is really arranged, and that's why we've mashed some together. So Baby, You're a Rich Man is in Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And so what we try to do is add certain songs, you know, something in the way she moves. All is tied with You've Got to Hide Your Love Away in a really interesting way. So it's, my challenges were to be thoughtful about the lyric on songs that weren't long enough to sometimes withstand.
That's so smart.
Being in a concert setting versus being in a radio setting.
Yeah.
Or listening, you know, listening to a CD or whatever you might.
Well, I got to get up there because I saw the Beatles. I'm old enough. I saw the Beatles at Comiskey.
Where?
Comiskey. Comiskey Park, 1960.
Could you hear the Beatles, or just
isn't
hear the girl screaming?
No, that's a great question, Tom. Because my father, you know, took me, my brother, and two girls from the neighborhood, and we went there, and I could not hear a thing. The screaming was so. We were in like the third row, front row. My brother told me the front row, but so I saw them, and I can't wait to see you two. You both are special to me, and the way you keep sort of exploring your immense talents is I think really it's an encouraging thing and a hopeful thing in a world that sometimes seems kind of hopeless. So you people listening out there, go to those websites and also think about all of you with vacation homes up in the southwestern part of Michigan. There's no finer venue around. Don't you guys love the Acorn Theater?
Yeah.
And, you know, David Fink, and just performers are treated with the respect and the tender, loving care that they absolutely deserve, and you two do. Becky Menzie and Tom Michael, Reimagine the Beatles, Saturday nights at Davenport's throughout the month of April, and then in August at the Acorn Theater. I'm going to end this show by saying goodbye to you two lovely people and playing another. I'm not going to even tell you what. If you can't tell what a Beatles song is, then you shouldn't be listening to the radio. Tom and Becky, good night, and knock 'em dead.
Thank you, Ray.
Sure, my pleasure. Always my pleasure. Say hello to your mates for me too.
Will do.
Love those guys. And Adam Phillips. Let's see what this sounds like. Adam's excited.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been, lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All alone,
the lonely people.
Where do they all come from?
Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care?
Some California grass. Get back,
lonely people,
get back. Get back to where you once belong. Get back,
people,
get back. Where do they all belong?
Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave.
No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Where do they all belong?
Wow, that is, okay, I am beyond impressed. Adam Phillips is too, and Adam Phillips knows more about music than almost anybody I know. Tom, Michael and Becky Menzie are putting on this show, Reimagine the Beatles, are kind enough to send, people don't make CDs anymore. That's an MP3, something like that, and blah, blah, blah. But those two versions of those songs are very thoughtful. I mean, these two know what they're doing, and it's not just as Tom said, there are just too many good songs to choose from, and they will be performing the show Reimagine the Beatles Saturday nights in April. That's April 6, 13, 20, and 27 at Davenport's Cabaret, 1383 North Milwaukee Avenue. Go to davenportspianobar.com. I also think this show has potential to be among, and they've been together, these two, for now 20 years as a duo, and it's a special, special thing. I don't even think, I'm sort of a Beatles purist, and that didn't offend me at all. I thought it was a clever reimagining of that.